Page 36. How I learned to read and write Korean. My adventures in South Korea began with an important language lesson. After university, I decided to move to Daegu, South Korea, to teach English for a year. All my research told me it wasn't necessary to learn Korean. I thought I would need to study it, but every website, blog, and forum said no. So when I left for Korea, the only Korean word in my vocabulary was kimchi. When I arrived in Seoul, I felt baffled by the unusual Korean writing. Lines and circles were everywhere I looked. Only some were translated into English. On the bus ride to Daegu, Korean was on every sign we passed. It bothered me that I couldn't read anything. I looked at the bus ticket in my hands, more lines and circles. My eyes settled on one symbol. It looked like a phone hanging on a wall. I decided to play a game of I spy with myself. I searched the passing scenery for this same symbol. Later, I would discover this symbol Dae is the first in the name Daegu, my new home. The first word I learned to read in Korean was bibimbap, a famous Korean dish. My Irish co-worker taught it to me at a restaurant. It's easy to find on a menu, she said. It has so many B sounds in the name. She wrote out the whole Korean alphabet and described how to put letters together. I learned that the letters go together to form blocks or syllables. Blocks go together to form words. From then on, I learned written Korean quickly. Every day held dozens of opportunities to practice. I sounded out words I read on subway ads. I sounded out items on menus. I even sounded out movie titles that appeared on TV. It became a fun game. My students loved it when I wrote Korean and helped me learn even more. Learning to read and write Korean didn't equal fluency. Most of what I read, I didn't understand. But mastering this small skill was a big step in adjusting to my new life in Korea. Word bank. Research. The scientists' research led to a surprising discovery about pineapple. Baffle. The math problem baffled even the teachers. Translate. Please translate this paragraph into German. Scenery. Tourists go to Greece partly to enjoy the beautiful scenery. Coworker. Jeff's coworker talks on her cell phone all day long. He thinks she's annoying. Syllable. This word has a lot of syllables. Can you say it? Sound out. Little children learn to sound out words they don't know. Fluency. You need a high level of fluency to join that Chinese class. More information. Forum. I spy. Talk about it. Do you have any tricks to help you read and understand English? What are they? Do you think it's important to learn the local language when you move to a different country? Why or why not?